I'm Gene DeLisio with a Marshfield Tiger sports update for Friday, January 9th from WOSQFM.com. The Marshfield Tiger boys and girls basketball teams both back in action on Friday evening. The Tiger boys take on Stevens Point at the LMC Home Improvement Fieldhouse in Marshfield. Game time is 7:15. Our broadcast of that game begins Friday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ, and WOSQFM.com. Meanwhile, the Tiger girls basketball team plays Friday night at Stevens Point. Tip-off for that ball game also 7:15. Heidi Michaels now back for her second season as Tiger girls basketball coach. Heidi also coached the Tigers for 17 years before stepping down for six seasons, and now returned to the Tigers as head coach last fall.
I think that there was an opening. I think that there was interest. Is this something that you would consider doing again? And I went back and I thought, you know what, I think it's an important job. And I think that basketball, along with other sports, teaches young people a lot of different things. And so I feel like it's super important for them to be in the gym or on the field or in the court, whatever sport that they choose. And so for me, it was just a timing thing as much as anything. And it was available, and I just felt the need to, or the wanting or desire to, come back into the gym.
Marshfield Tiger girls basketball coach Heidi Michaels speaking with Mike Warren of Marshfield's Hub City Times. Tiger girls at Stevens Point on Friday night. Game time is 7:15. In college basketball action on Thursday, the Northern Michigan men's basketball team lost to Michigan Tech 84-75. Marshfield's Brooks Hinson had two rebounds in that game for Northern Michigan. Marshfield Tiger wrestling team a winner on Thursday. The Tigers beat Wisconsin Rapids 48-22. Tiger boys hockey team lost on Thursday, falling to Stevens Point 11-2. Tiger goals scored by Wyatt Fisher and Jack Matilla, with assists by Blake Meisner, Braden Widman, Cody Schindler, and Cole Kinney. In baseball news, the Toronto Blue Jays are avoiding salary arbitration with outfielder Dalton Varsho of Marshfield by signing Dalton to a one-year contract worth $10.75 million. Now, this is Dalton's final season of club control. He'll be eligible for free agency next winter. Dalton has become a premier defensive center fielder for the Blue Jays, earning the 2024 American League Gold Glove Award for that position. Now, he was bothered by injuries last season, not making his season debut until late April due to off-season shoulder surgery. He also missed about 2 months of action last summer because of a hamstring injury. Nonetheless, Dalton's offense improved in 2025. In 71 games, he hit .238 with 20 home runs and 55 RBIs. Dalton now has a career batting average of .227 with 99 Major League home runs in six seasons with Arizona and Toronto. And that is our Marshfield Tiger sports update for Friday, January 9th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.